Government ministers in the north have been asked to approve the full reopening of Northern Ireland retail outlets from the 30th of April. Personal services such as hairdressers and beauty salons will reopen a week earlier on the 23rd of April. Details are currently being outlined to members of the Northern Ireland Assembly at a special sitting. An announcement is expected later today. Let's talk to Derry GP Tom Black, who's chair of the British Medical Association's GP committee in Northern Ireland. I think, Tom, welcome news, no doubt, for all of you north of the border, but you do have some concerns as a border GP.
Yes, it's very welcome, Brian. I think we've worked very hard for this over the last 100 plus days since the end of December and quite severe restrictions and lockdown. And we are in a position now that with after all that hard work and sacrifice, we hopefully will get non-essential retail open again, and hairdressers and youngsters are back playing their football and they're all back at school again. There's a concern, obviously, because in the border areas, and we see that particularly in Derry Strabane, which is the highest rate of infection in Northern Ireland, quadruple the lowest and more than double the average. And then you look at Donegal, and we have fourth or fifth highest in the Republic of Ireland. So you can see that border areas are more vulnerable, let's say, to increase in transmission rates. So we need to keep a very close watch on that.
I suppose there might be some expectation that the relaxation of restrictions on the northern side of the border may well attract customers from the south and as a result maybe increase the risk of infection.
Yes, and I can remember nearly a year ago, Martin Coyne, a GP in Lifford, saying that he was watching his patients cross the bridge into Strabane to go to Primark or Pennies, as you would know it. And then there were ones from this side of the border, from Derry, moving across into the Republic to buy their diesel or whatever. And that movement, I mean, we know that movement between counties even is something that you need to be careful of. So with the infection rate higher in the Republic at the moment and the vaccination rate lower, I think we just need to be careful because four out of the six counties in Northern Ireland are contiguous and land borders. So we're going to have to be very watchful and careful.
Hopefully the vaccination programme on this side of the border will progress. Although we're not clear really yet, are we, about the extent to which the vaccines prevent infection and transmission? They prevent, we know, serious illness. Although some evidence perhaps emerging that they are more effective than originally thought in relation to stopping reinfection.
Yeah, in Northern Ireland is Pfizer and AstraZeneca, and we have only limited the AstraZeneca to the over, we're using it for the over 30s as opposed to yourselves, the over 60s. But there's definitely very good evidence that the vaccinations reduce the infection rate, reduce the chance of being in hospital, reduce the chance of dying. But it's still really important that we maintain distance. Even if with everybody vaccinated, we maintain distance, wear masks, wash your hands, etc. That's going to be for the rest of this year, if not longer.
Yeah, and your message to people in Donegal is, for the moment, please stay on your side of the border. Unless you have to for travel purposes and so on, which many do.
I laugh because I'm a few hundred yards from the border here, and it is one community, and they're back and forth, be they cross-border workers or whatever, but we'll all do our best to maintain our social distance and wear our masks.
Very good, Tom Black. Thanks very much for talking to us. Derry GP, Dr. Tom Black. More after this short break.